Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Gonna be, are you gonna give your love to me?
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm Anna Metcalf.
You know my love will not fade away.
This week, Not Fade Away. There was a thrilling voltage to the new beat that went rattling through the 14-year-old Mick Jagger. He was witnessing his first rock concert in London in March 1958. On stage, the 21-year-old Buddy Holly and his band, The Crickets, were thumping out a song called Not Fade Away. The Texan group's sheer volume was a revelation to Jagger. Holly and the Crickets managed to sound three times louder than the 28-piece dance band they had followed onto the stage, thanks to a 50-watt Fender Bassman amplifier.
Your love and me got to be real, for you to know just how I feel.
It was the young Jagger's first encounter with the Juba beat, which has its roots in Yoruba drumming. The rhythm had been kept alive through plantation slaves stomping and body patting, and it was popularised in the mid-1950s by the Mississippi-born, Chicago-bred musician Bo Diddley. Diddley was a restless innovator. He took up the guitar aged 12 and never stopped tinkering with it. He electrified it with parts of an old radio and phonograph to attract attention while busking, and filled it with old toys to make it rattle. He also upcycled the floats from old toilet cisterns as maracas, and he was one of the first R&B stars to make prominent use of female musicians in his band. But Diddley couldn't play complicated lead parts like his blues heroes, as his thick fingers made it impossible. Instead, he slammed the focus onto rhythm. Keith Richards, the guitarist for the Rolling Stones, once said that Muddy Waters and Chuck Berry were close to the straight electric blues, but Bo was fascinatingly on the edge. There was something African going on in there. His style was outrageous, suggesting that the kind of music we loved didn't just come from Mississippi. It was coming from somewhere else. Here's a clip from the song Bo Diddley by Bo Diddley.
Don't let it decide, baby, diamond ring.
Buddy Holly felt the same as Keith Richards. Although race music, as it was known then, wasn't considered appropriate listening for Southern Baptist boys, he fell for R&B as a teen and covered the song we've just heard, Bo Diddley by Bo Diddley, in 1956. The song Not Fade Away came about when the Crickets drummer J.I. Allison improvised the Bo Diddley beat, which was technically known as a 3-2 clave, in the studio on a cardboard box, with Holly adding melody and lyrics. Holly's boyish delivery and the Crickets' cute bop-bops made the original recording of the song playful. The Rolling Stones cover from 1964, which was their first US single, brought out the stalkerish menace in Holly's lyrics. "I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna be," snarled Jagger. "You're gonna give your love to me." Guitarist Keith Richards played the riff raw. The Stones bassist Bill Wyman says that while Holly had played the Diddley beat lightly, the English band slammed the rhythm right up front. The Stones' boozy recording session featured Gene Pitney on backing vocals and Phil Spector on percussion, rattling a 50-cent piece in a cognac bottle.
Oh,
Since then, Not Fade Away has been covered every which way by a who's who of rock and roll. The Beatles chimed in with a peppy version, the Byrds copied Brian Jones's harmonica, Bob Dylan countrified the song, and Bruce Springsteen roared a cappella against a drumbeat. Other covers of the song came from The Grateful Dead, Patti Smith, U2 and Simon & Garfunkel, who added flavour with more modern African beats, as well as Paul Weller, James Taylor, Stevie Nicks, Queen and Jack White. Even Sheryl Crow sang the song to sell Revlon hair dye in 2007. Most recently, in 2010, Florence and the Machine gave Not Fade Away a soulful voodoo twist in a version recorded with Cajun musicians in New Orleans. With her face painted as a skull, Florence Welch yowls out Holly's fragmented, modernist lines, as if to the ghost of the singer, who died in a plane crash aged 22. Meanwhile, Bo Diddley, the man who gave his name to the beat, died aged 79 in 2008. His last interview with Rolling Stone magazine in 2005 found him still tinkering and taping Velcro to his guitar picks to hold them in place.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveller.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.